This is Joanna Schrader, and I am here at the kickoff of the World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa. And I'm with Helen Stebbins, who is a pig nutrition expert with Novus Europe. How are you, Helen?
I'm great, thank you. It's really good to be here.
Well, is this your first trip to Des Moines? Have you been here before?
No, this is my first trip to Des Moines and to the World Pork Expo. Some of my colleagues from Europe have been out here and told me that it really is something I should go and see. So I'm really pleased that I can be here.
Well, we're excited that you're here, Helen. You know, it's interesting. One of the big topics that people have been already talking about this morning is the antibiotic issue, and that there's legislation here in the United States to ban antibiotics or to curb antibiotics as it relates to poultry and all animals. I know you had a similar fight in Europe. So can you talk a little bit about what this legislation means and how it's going to affect the industry?
Yes, certainly. It was a huge issue for us in Europe within the past 10 years. The country that led the way in the ban was Sweden, and they decided that they would unilaterally remove antibiotics from all feeds, which are used at prophylactic levels. Obviously, you can still use antibiotics under veterinary prescription to treat specific conditions, but the use of antibiotics in everyday use has been banned. And it was something which frightened the European pig producers too, both from a performance point of view, that antibiotics have performance benefits, maybe 5 to 10% of daily live weight gain and feed conversion, but also from a welfare point. If an animal gets sick, it's a welfare issue, and this was a big concern. And every country fought very hard to stop this legislation going through. But it was the angle taken in Europe was very much from the human health side. There was increasing resistance to antibiotics, both in the animal population and in the human population, which was very worrying. People were having small operations, contracting serious infections, and never getting home. And I think as an industry, we wouldn't want to be held responsible for that kind of issue. So the European Union pushed through the legislation, and we've been free of antibiotic growth promoters now for a number of years. And I would like to say that we've survived. And in fact, the levels of production are excellent. My Danish colleague, who is here with me from Europe, the sorts of levels of production, 36 pigs weaned per sow per year, and that is without the use of antibiotic growth promoters. What it has done is make the nutritionists go back and really examine the diets to make sure that we have the correct balance of nutrients to maintain a healthy gut. So it's been a period of focusing very carefully on nutrition and understanding the nutrient requirements, but also exploring other opportunities, other ingredients which we can use to maintain a healthy gut, which then negates the use for an antibiotic. And one of the chief areas we've looked at is the area of organic acids. Now, organic acids were originally used as preservatives. They stop the growth of molds and other bacteria, and they have some very, very good effects in feed. So you cut off the feed as a source of contamination. You can also use them in water, so that that's cutting off another source of any potential pathogens coming into the pig. And they also have beneficial effects within the stomach of the animal. They keep the stomach acidic, and most of the organisms that cause disease in the gut, Salmonella, E. coli, can't live in acidic conditions. So it acts as a barrier and stops those bugs entering the lower gut where they would thrive, cause disease, and in young pigs can cause high losses. So we've developed a range of organic acids. Not all organic acids are the same. You have to be very selective in the ones you use for specific purposes. But at Novus, we have a range of organic acids which can be used in feed, in water, to cut off that source of infection and to really maintain a healthy gut. So that's just one of the tools that you can have in your toolbox should this legislation be pushed through. And I know that the authorities are doing all they can to protect the production levels of the American pig farmers, but there are alternatives that you can start to look at And you may find that you can actually remove some of the antibiotics at certain stages of the pig's life. So, as I say, I don't want you to despair and lose hope. There are other alternatives, and Novus have good technology for blending together different combinations, which can be used at different stages in the pig's life to meet the requirements of those pigs.
So, Helen, you mentioned that, you know, this legislation in Europe against the antibiotics has happened for several years, and you're not seeing a production or productivity, you know, decline. And you, so I'm assuming that are most farmers then in Europe, or most producers in Europe, using these organic acids?
Many are using organic acids at different stages, particularly for young pigs. Very effective for young pigs where their digestive system is not very mature, and organic acids really help to boost the acidity within the stomach of the young pig, and that forms this barrier towards the entry of pathogens. So a lot of pig farmers will be using acids, not for every age of pig. Very good for young pigs. Some use in sows for cleaning up the gut, so that when the piglets are born, they're born into a clean environment. The sow's gut is effectively, you know, cleaned up. And if you can do that, and the piglet is born into a cleaner environment, then its need for other treatments is going to be reduced as well. So it's a beneficial in many ways.
Now, another concern is food security or food safety.
Yes.
And I think there may be some people who think if that you remove antibiotics from the system, that you could indirectly introduce some disease into the food supply. Is that true? And if so, how do organic acids affect the health of the animal as well? Is that going to actually help eliminate any food safety issues?
I understand the concerns. We all want to eat wholesome food, and we want to be sure that it's not going to make us ill. As I mentioned previously, there are a number of ways in which an animal picks up an organism which can cause disease. It can come from the environment, from the food, from the water, and organic acids can help in most of these respects. Obviously, a good disinfection program to improve biosecurity on your farm is a very good way of stopping that introduction of pathogens, but by acidifying the water and the feed, both or either or, you can also reduce that the risk of contamination of the animal. I think the way forward is to make sure that you try and stem the contamination, stop the contamination at the beginning, and then try and keep the pigs healthy as they move along. Obviously, antibiotics were used in the past, but there are some cases where you can clean up the gut too much and other organisms can reinfect, and it does lead to a vicious cycle of medication, whereas organic acids can help to maintain the gut in a good state and produce a healthy carcass which you cook properly and isn't subject to any contamination in the processing plant, will produce a wholesome piece of meat for people to enjoy without the risk of feeling they're going to become ill. And to try and stop this.
Now, have you seen any movement here in the United States to move to these organic acids, or is it for the most part right now limited to Europe?
No, we are seeing a good adoption of the technique. I think it's something which is easy for people to understand, and it's easy for people to use. It's not a complicated concept. If you understand the physiology of digestion at the basic level, you can appreciate that by keeping the stomach acidified, you can stop the bugs passing through down the gut and causing disease. And pig producers are adopting these in many areas. As I say, a lot in young pigs where diarrhea can be an issue, and where the use of medication can be quite heavy. So we're seeing some good adoption of these programs, either through water and feed, one or the other, but whichever suits the particular production unit.
So, Helen, one of the concerns for pork producers is always cost. So if they, you know, potentially move away from antibiotics into using organic acids, how will that affect their bottom line?
My feeling is that producers will find this a very cost-effective option and a way of maintaining gut health in their pigs. The the problem of blanket medication and continuous usage, it can become a very expensive way of treating animals. So by using the acids to actually maintain the gut health, I believe they'll find it a very cost-effective way of improving the health of the pigs. As I say, it doesn't need to be used all of the time. There are critical periods in a pig's life when it's under stress, when it moves housing, when it moves units, when acids can really help to reduce the use of antibiotics. And I think that producers will be surprised at how cost-effective it can be.
Helen, is there anything you'd like to add?
I think the European pig farmers would empathise with the US producers, but I think they would say, don't be afraid. There are things you can do. There are options. I think it's a challenge. It's a big challenge, and it will maybe make us go back and just re-examine some of the basics, management issues, best practice management issues, but also for the nutritionist to go back, look at formulations, make sure you're getting it completely right, examining the combinations of raw materials, looking at digestibility, how you can maybe lower protein so that you aren't getting undigested protein fermented in the gut, which can cause digestive upsets. It's been a challenge to us, but I think if anyone looked at the levels of production that some of the big producing countries in Europe are achieving, they would be envious. The feed conversion is very good. We have new challenges facing us as well. Our next challenge is they don't want pigs to be castrated without the use of anaesthetic, which is a huge challenge because most of the pigs in Europe are reared as castrates. So we have our next challenge, so watch this space, but the help is there. There are many companies who can help. Novus have experts in the area, and don't be afraid to ask if you need help, if you want to look at ways of improving your rations to create gut health through nutrition.
And you mentioned that Novus has experts to help. How can producers contact you, you know, get to the right person so that they can ask questions?
Yeah, Novus has a number of pig specialists throughout the main pig producing companies, and I would say start with that local pig expert. They have access to the R&D center in St. Louis, where there are people who spend a lot of time looking at gut health and the chemistry behind organic acids and how they work and the best combinations. So the first point of contact would be their regional Novus pig swine expert. And as I say, they will be able to tap into the resources which are in the head office to give the best advice for every particular situation.
Well, great. Thanks, Helen.
Thank you very much.